Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Glad to have you with us. SportsRadio610.com's Brandon Scott and John McClain, who was presented to us by Horn Solutions. We are here with you on Thanksgiving Day, getting you ready for a full slate of Thanksgiving Day games, NFL games. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, wherever you are and wherever you're listening. We'll have headlines up coming up towards the top of the hour, but I want to start off this segment, though, talking Astros with you, John, because primarily you're the senior tech officially. John McClain is the senior Texans columnist for SportsRadio610.com, but he also does some Astros writing for Gallery Sports. And if you just check out his Twitter feed, whenever there's an Astros game or whenever there's Astros news to be discussed, John McClain's all over it. Been in this town. How long have you lived in Houston, John?
Since 1976, and I've been an Astros fan since the first pitch of the first game in 1962 when they beat the Colts and Bobby Shantz got the victory, and Ramon Mejias hit two home runs.
So needless to say, John McClain is not exactly new around here. He's been following the Astros, been a fan of the Astros for a very long time. So I mentioned in the tease that this is a very important offseason for the Astros, obviously coming off of a World Series win, second World Series in franchise history. And they are in position, okay? They have the talent and the pedigree here. There's no reason why the Astros shouldn't be in the mix to repeat and to do this again next year. But they got important decisions to make, and they're doing it in an offseason where they've had quite a bit of turnover. Obviously, you guys know that they elected not to bring back James Click, their general manager, and Scott Powers, their assistant general manager, I believe, was also let go.
Yep.
And so that's your top football operations executive and one of his assistants. Baseball executives. Earlier, when we were talking about football, I made a baseball reference, and now we're talking about baseball, I make a football reference. And so so that just kind of goes to show you how much I'm having to juggle here between football and baseball. But your top baseball guy, okay, and decision maker. And Jim Crane's the top decision maker, let's be clear about that. But your top executive, at least, you're without him. And they're piecing it together now with some of the guys that they had already. But it's at a time when they got to make decisions, John. Do you give Justin Verlander the Max Scherzer-like deal that apparently, according to Jim Crane, that he's looking for? And I don't know why he wouldn't be looking for it, considering the year he just had and the fact that Max Scherzer got that deal and didn't have a Cy Young year the year before. I mean, why wouldn't he be looking for a deal like that? I get it from his perspective, but Brian McTaggart, who we're both familiar with at MLB.com, covers the Astros as close as anybody, has a list of free agents that would be good fits for the Astros. I just happen to agree with all four, not just because it's tags, but because they're actually really good four reasonable candidates for the Astros to pursue in free agency. And let's start with Verlander. Where are you at, John, right now with whether to bring Verlander back? Is it at a specific price? Is it at all cost? Should they just, you know, count their blessings and say, hey, Verlander gave us what he had, and now we move on with these younger guys? Where are you exactly on what they should do with him?
He's gone. If they don't keep George Springer, Carlos Correa, they're not going to give a pitcher who's going to turn 40 a three-year contract. When Crane talked to Brian McTaggart of MLB.com, he told him he's looking for Scherzer money, and I think he was kind of letting people know that he's looking for this and we're not going to do it. And Scherzer certainly didn't help the Mets get into the World Series, pitched terribly in the playoffs. Verlander, you know, he won his first World Series game, struggled to finally get that victory, but he helped him get there, helped him have the second best record in baseball, and he and Crane are friends. You'd like for people, fans would love for Verlander to say, you know, I was paid for 2 years of rehabbing except for one start, and I think I'm going to stay here. Kate and I love it here. Our daughter loves it here. We love the fans, but that's not the way it works. They go where the money is. Obviously, I can't say obviously. I thought J.J. Watt would only sign with a contender, and I think Verlander will go where he gets the most money. If Jacob deGrom leaves the Mets, which is a possibility, I could see Steve Cohen, the wealthiest owner in baseball, who doesn't care about how much money he spends, going after him to replace deGrom. I would hate to see him go to the Dodgers. Dodgers, because of all their money, they're always a team that should be in contention. If I'm the Angels, and the Angels are always desperate for pitching, and they're always terrible despite having Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, and Anthony Rendon when he's healthy, I'd go after Verlander and pay him, I don't care how much it is, $40 million a year for 3 years, give it to him. But the Astros don't operate like that. Some people think, oh, there's a way for the Astros to get Aaron Judge. They're not going after Aaron Judge. And something about if Ohtani were on the trade market. Well, he's not. I keep seeing these things, if he were. Well, they've said he's not being traded. Would the Astros trade for Ohtani? And I'm thinking, number one, why would they do that? Number two, what would they have to give up? They'd have to give up people off the major league roster because they're not loaded in the minors like some of these organizations are. Another team I'd be interested in besides the Mets, the Phillies. Phillies may sign Correa. Would they go after Verlander? And so there's all kind of possibilities, but I think if you got six legitimate starting pitchers without Justin Verlander, and you went to the World Series without him, and you went one game from the World Series without him, you're pretty sure you can do without him. And based on all these moves Crane's made, Brandon, you know, I kind of feel like in Jim Crane we trust.
Yeah, John, I'm gonna be honest, man, I'm a little bit surprised because I thought that perhaps Jim Crane maybe had a weak spot for Justin Verlander. And so going in,
sure he does.
Yeah.
Just so, not that kind of money.
Yeah. Well, and going into the offseason, I thought that, hey, you know, we're gonna have to get prepared for this because if there was anybody, and you laid it out well, they didn't pay Springer, they didn't pay Correa, and all these other guys, they didn't pay Cole, all these other guys, they didn't pay astronomical money. I thought if there was one player who maybe Jim Crane would have the weak spot for, not only just the weak spot, but also where Justin Verlander is in his career, being going to be 40 years old this year, only would command, even in a Max Scherzer-like deal, would only command 3 years, so it doesn't handcuff you for a long time. I thought that Jim Crane would be able to, at least in his mind, and this is me projecting, of course, but I thought that Jim Crane would be able to rationalize paying Justin Verlander an astronomical figure because of what he's meant to the organization over the last 5 years or so and the fact that he's still pitching at a high level. I say all that to say, though, I am glad to find out, like you said, in Crane we trust. I am glad to find out, or at least seeming to learn, that he doesn't have this blind side that I assumed that he had.
He's a businessman. Exactly. He is a tough businessman. Exactly. Everybody says he doesn't give out money that he doesn't think is necessary. They still need, if they say they gave Verlander $40 million a year, they still need a first baseman they're going to bring Yuli back on a one-year deal when he turns 39. Was the playoffs an indication of where he is? Or do you look back at his season where he was awful at the plate? And I read a thing with in-depth story by Chandler Rome in the Chronicle about how Yuli's defense was not as good this season as it was the year before when he was great and won a gold glove. You got to get another catcher to work with Maldonado. He's going to be 37 years old, and you may not be able to get a lot of guys like Christian Vasquez who would go from batting cleanup for the Red Sox and hitting almost .290 and playing regularly to here a part-time backup role, and you're not coming back. You want to play regularly, so who are they going to get to do that? And then who's going to be the DH? They want Yordan Alvarez to play left field most of the time. Do you re-sign Michael Brantley and let him be the DH and every once in a while put him in left field, kind of swap the role he had with Alvarez? Or do you go outside the organization? They have some needs. They signed Montero. Their only free agent that's really important now is Verlander. And but they have moves that need to be made, because one reason you don't repeat, hadn't been done since 98, 99, and 2000, Yankees, is because every team has so much turnover because of free agency.
So the areas, and you laid it out a little bit here, the areas where they could stand to improve. First base, DH, if Yordan is in left field. So basically whatever Yordan Alvarez is not doing, so if he's in left field, then you need a DH. If he's DHing, then you need a left fielder. So just consider that the non-Yordan position, whatever that may be that day. So first base, DH and or left field.
You got to get another catcher.
And then you got to get another catcher. That's it.
Are they in love with Chaz McCormick as a center fielder?
That's a great – you know what? That's a great – I think I did this thing where – so I've always liked Chaz myself, just personally. And then when you look at his postseason performance, you're like, okay, now I'm sold. And so in my mind, I'm like, all right, Chaz is the guy. But let's be honest, man. It could go another way. They could stand to do something different.
And if you got Alvarez in left field, you better have a great center fielder who can cover a lot of ground. And McCormick did pretty well. The guy that I wish they had traded for, and I heard that they wanted Urquidy and Moore, was the Pirates for Brian Reynolds, their center fielder. I'd love to see him with the Astros. But the one thing that I would not give up, if you're another team and say you want to make a trade with the Astros, the first person you're looking at, let me have Hunter Brown. Yeah. I wouldn't trade him. He would be untouchable for me.
Yeah, no, I'm holding on to Hunter Brown. I'm holding on to this pitching surplus as best as I can. I feel like it is the identity of the team and a good reason of why you're sitting up here with the Astros as the World Series champions. Look, before we get to headlines, I want to mention these names as names for Astros fans to look out for, because Tags mentioned them, Brian McTaggart mentioned them in his article, and I could see it as well. Jose Abreu from the Chicago White Sox is a free agent.
And he's 36, but he's younger than Yuli.
And like Yuli, has had recent success. Unlike Yuli, was successful as recently as last year. He was still very good for the Chicago White Sox. Andrew Benintendi, a left fielder who went from the Kansas City Royals and was eventually traded to the Yankees, was injured when the Astros played the Yankees in the playoffs, so you didn't get to see him. But obviously a very good outfielder, a very good player. Somebody that I think could help the Astros, and Wilson Contreras. I don't know if you mentioned this earlier.
Contreras wants to be a full-time catcher. I don't think he's going to want big-time money.
Yeah.
And you don't give big-time money to a catcher that's going to share time with somebody else, in this case, Martin Maldonado. And Benintendi's not a great – you don't need a left fielder. Alvarez is a left fielder. You got to have a center fielder and cover a lot of ground.
Yeah. The part with Contreras that I find interesting is that when he's not catching, which he wouldn't be doing primarily because of Maldonado, he could effectively be the DH.
Yes, he could.
If Alvarez is in left field.
But he wants starting catcher money.
Yeah, yeah. So those are names to look out for, but he probably is going to, like, there are other places that need catcher, like the Giants, the San Francisco Giants themselves.
Cardinals. Who would?
Cardinals. There you go. He could replace Yadier Molina.
Wouldn't Contreras want to go in there where you got a full-time job replacing an icon?
Yeah, yeah, that's probably more ideal, but still names to look after if you're an Astros fan looking at what they could be doing in free agency. Let's go to headlines.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.